Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mind you, join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Enjoy the food, drinks, scenic views, guys, while all gearing up for a full weekend of football and basketball. Andy and Randy, 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to talk more about Arthur Blank and what we think some of the big decisions moving forward he's going to have to make as we discuss where our franchise is. Just to get you caught up, and then we're going to grab Sam and Jody in Peachtree City. 404-726-0929 is the phone number, as we've been taking your phone calls today here on Dukes and Bell. And we'll let you hear Raheem Morris. But the injury to Michael Penix, as we've been talking about today, left knee injury, he is on the IL for 4 weeks. Kirk Cousins is going to take over. But if you're just tuning in, he's looking to get a second opinion. That could happen over the next few days, which means we won't know whether or not he's going to have surgery or not, maybe until the end of the week. And we don't know whether that decision is going to be, Mike. That is not a team decision, by the way. That is a Michael Penix decision, if you're wondering. So player has to decide what he wants to do there. But right now we're in flux because of that. It's not like yesterday he stepped off the field and said, I want the surgery, and it's happening tomorrow.
Right. Now, it may very well end up in surgery, but right now a lot of national NFL columnists or reporters have it that it is going to be surgery. That's not to Carl's point. Not going to be. Zeno was up there at the press conference. He was texting you, letting you know what's going on. So now we just hold. Meanwhile, we will maybe get Diablo back. Divine Diablo, they're going to open the window.
21 days.
If he can come back, that'd be great because he's the most athletic linebacker we've got. And then there's, unfortunately, Drake London with a strained PCL. He's had this issue before. And if it comes down to the stretch and he's still dealing with this, same thing you said about Ronald Acuna. I'd shut it down because I don't need him coming into the next season with another injury to a knee. He's him and Bijan, 1A, 1B, our best players.
If you have any questions about Drake and whether he should get paid, I don't know what you've been watching. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't want to go out and prove that he is continuing to be one of the top five receivers in this league, but as a team, you don't risk that. Sam in Atlanta, thanks for your patience. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell. What are you thinking, man? Where are you at with the Falcons right now, and what's your way out of this thing?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Honestly, at this point, I think you have to leave no stone unturned. First off, I think I'm with Mike. You've got to clean the whole house. It's very hard to go 8 years of no playoffs in a league like the NFL, which is built for teams at the bottom to get better. So you've got to clean the whole house from top to bottom, and it won't happen. But Rich McKay's got to be the first person to go. He's been the main constant for 20 years, number one. Number two, And here's the hard part. I've actually met Arthur Blank before many years ago, and we can all agree he's a good man. He's done a lot for the city and the community, the children's hospital, the donations to the HBCUs and whatnot. But for the better part of a decade, he has been a pitiful owner at a football standpoint, with the coaching hires, the lack of success in the field, loyalty to the wrong people, a la Rich McKay. The fish rots at the head, and it starts with the owner. Now, from the team standpoint, we didn't know what we had in Penix through 12 games in. We've got no first-round pick next year. Drake London and Bijan Robinson are due for contracts. And at this point, I don't see either of them wanting to sign here this offseason. So what I would do, so first off with that, before I say, my worry is that Raheem Morris could, with the injuries, Raheem Morris could end up talking Arthur Blank into another year, which right. scares me.
Right.
But provided we do clean house, which needs to happen, they need to blow it up. Go New York Jets and blow it up, because you are not going to be – because they're not going to want to re-sign here. So, look, I would take calls for London, Bijan, AJ Terrell, Jesse Bates. I would clean the whole place out from top to bottom and start from scratch. What Detroit did in 2021 when they offloaded Stafford's contract and move off Darius Slay and I think a couple other veterans when they bought in the new regime
right.
is what we and got a bunch of draft capital is what we need to do. Blow the whole thing up and start over.
That's interesting. Appreciate you, brother, because, you know, this year we had the debate with a caller or a texter earlier about just what your expectations were. Vegas had it at 8 or 9 wins, and you and I said 10. I think you said 10 or 11. But this, we were under the impression this team was going to build off the success of last year before the Cousins injury. We had expectations. This team's the window is now. That would be a hard sell, I think, for some of the fan base to do. I understand it's the bitter pill, Carl, you know, the course of action he's suggesting. But I don't know about that. I don't think Arthur Blank would have the wherewithal to let a general manager come in and convince him to do that. It makes good football sense.
Yeah, and look, these are the things we're talking about. When you talk about a way out, this is what he means, and I agree with you. There is no stone unturned. What have we done that makes you think, again, running it back is going to be better if you don't feel like there's enough talent on the field with the guys you currently have? Now, again, that's where a lot of people are split. You go around the league, people say Atlanta's really talented. They're being undercoached. There are others who say, hey, they're lacking in some areas. But even though I feel like, you know, that could be a really good team. What is your perspective on this? So I just feel like he's not off course. But if you do that, understand, it may be another 3 to 4 years. And now you're talking about what, Mike? 12 years?
Oof, forget about it.
So that's the other part of it, because you don't do this and get good immediately.
No, I mean, the NFL is built, as he said, to go from worst to first, but you got to do it through the draft. And that's why you're saying you have to liquidate some of your assets that would be certainly, you know, teams would be interested in. The other thing, just to double down on what he said, I think that Raheem Morris and his coaching staff have shown you enough incompetence.
I agree.
In the games before the injuries have overwhelmed this team. And they've lost too many games with bad coaching decisions where that's not even a viable pass. That's not even close.
I agree. Before you were 3-7, you had other games to show that.
And you had games last year that you blew too, and that's part of your resume.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's talk to Jody in Peachtree City. Jody, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind? You're on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game on a Falcon Monday. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I've been a Falcons fan. I'm 55 years old in a couple of weeks, and I've been a fan since 77, 78. Every Sunday, my wife looks at me and looks at me like I am absolutely crazy. Why would I put myself through the incompetence and ridiculousness of the last 45-plus years? Now, the biggest problem with the Falcons, number one, is Ra. Okay, he may be a nice guy, great, but it don't look like he does jack diddly squat during the game. I think they've only maybe caught him talking on the headset once or twice this season and last.
Yeah, all right? We've talked about it.
Second,
you're not lying.
Second is our offensive coordinator, okay? He is predictable. Every call, when Bijan's behind, they motion it back, he's going to run. If it's a receiver, they throw. Then they put in the Bijan next to him formation. They have, go back and check, they have never once run when Bijan was by beside Penix the whole year. So if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm going to go at halftime and go, hey, these idiots are what we thought they were. And you notice in the second halves, we are really struggling. Yesterday's a prime example. Bijan looked awesome in the first half, but if you go back and look at some of his awesome runs, they were missed tackles by Carolina. It wasn't that we out-schemed the crap out of them. It wasn't that we had great blocks. Bijan made guys miss. I think one play yesterday was the crossing route to Drake. I about fell off the couch. He was so wide open. Right. I think the reason Drake didn't score is he was so shocked that we actually schemed up a great play. And these receivers, I'm sure they're getting sick of running these 5-8 yard in routes and stop routes, because them linebackers and safeties are now know that, and they are head hunting.
True.
Head hunting. I will not, and I know this, is, I probably will, but no. I will not watch a Falcons game next year if Zach Robinson or Raheem Morris is on the staff, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. And This is the challenge for ownership, which is something we're going to talk about. When you start weighing how people feel about the franchise and the investment, Mike, that's part of the decision that, you know, I think Mr. Blank's going to have to look at and certainly weigh in this offseason.
Now, there were some big plays. Drake London, the touchdown drive was two Drake London big catches. 41 yards was one of them.
Yeah.
We talked about Mooney. Look, Mooney is a mixed bag at best. He had one for 20. But, yeah, the explosive play, that not really wasn't there. Bijan's longest run was 19, but he goes over 100 yards, did his job, despite the fact the touchdown run, he had to beat three tackles just to get to the line of scrimmage. It's like Barry Sanders type stuff, because that's why, if you heard that soundbite we played with him and Arch earlier, it's almost like, hey, they know what's coming. We need to self-scout. You know, we need to be less predictable. That's what Kurt Warner said about us. So I don't think as a fan you'll have to worry about Zach Robinson being here next year. And Raheem, for that matter. Just a matter of how far Arthur Blank wants to go with the cleanup house.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you asked me this, and I said, how PO'd is he? That I don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
No. Does anybody? How upset is he sitting around, Mike, and going, everything's fine, we'll be okay next year? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the only thing,
I don't know.
This is the one thing, and we joked around about this half kidding. I was never under the impression, I was arguing this with a listener earlier, that this was some sort of rebuild year. You know, you were in the catbird seat to win the division.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.